Okay, the topic of today's shiur is eating on the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. There's an old rabbi joke that when a person passes away, you give a eulogy. So what do you do? You know, sometimes a person passes away and there's really nothing good about them. They were just wicked people. They didn't keep Shabbos. They ate bread on Pesach and they ate on Yom Kippur. And what do you say? What nice things can you say about such a person? So there's two nice things you could say about them. One is that they didn't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. And two is that they ate on Erev Yom Kippur, right? Those are two things we could all do well. But hopefully, there'll be more good things to say about us. Also, hopefully, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur will be enhanced. Hopefully, we'll understand it better and we'll be able to perform it, not just because we have to eat anyway on Friday, it's something we have to do because that's what we do, but we'll do it because it's a special mitzvah and we'll see maybe how to do it. The first source is a Gemara in Masechet Yuma. Yuma is about Yom Kippur. The truth is this Gemara also appears in other Masechtas. It appears in Brachos, and it appears in, I think, Pesachim as well, and Rosh Hashanah also. But I chose the one from Yuma, because there's a Rashi there that I wanted to show you. The Gemara says, the Tanichia Barav Midifti, the Pasuk says, V'inisem es nafshoseichem betisha, and you shall afflict yourself on the ninth by Erev, in the evening. And that's the source for the obligation on Yom Kippur to fast, and the Chamesh Inuyim, the different prohibitions I know we've spoken about in some of our classes, the wearing leather, the washing, etc. So the Pasuk says, V'nisem es nafshoseichem betisha. Now, simply put, you're supposed to afflict yourself on the ninth. The Gemara asks a question, V'chi betisha mis'anin? Do we afflict ourselves on the ninth? No. V'halo ba'asur mis'anin? It's the tenth, not the ninth. Ela lomar lacha, of course, the Pasuk really says, Betisha ba'erev, the ninth, the evening, referring to Yom Kippur. But we can make a drasha here because of the ambiguity of the Pasuk, we can make a drasha and say that there's something on the ninth also. Ela lomar lacha to teach you, kol ha'ochel v'shose b'tshi. If you eat and drink on the ninth of Tishrei, ma'ale alav ha'kasov ki'ilu hisana tishi v'asiri. The Torah counts it as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. That's a complicated statement. We're going to put that aside. There's a lot to talk about there. Why do you have to fast for 2 days? And you're fasting anyway on Yom Kippur. Why does it have to be as if you fasted on the 10th? But we see here there's a big schar, a big reward for eating on this Friday, which is Erev Yom Kippur. Why is there a big reward? Why is it so special? Rashi, our Rebbe in everything. Rashi says, V'hachi mashma kra, and this is the implication of the pasuk. V'inisem betisha klomar. That means to say, haskein tikun atzmacha. Fix yourself. Prepare yourself. Betisha shetuchal hisanos basara. Eat on Friday. Get strong so that you have the ability to fast on Yom Kippur. Okay. Now. That's Rashi's opinion. According to Rashi, and there are others who say this as well, the reason that we eat the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippur is because we want to be able to fast on Yom Kippur itself. There's one of the most popular sfarim about tshuva is a sefer called Shari Tshuva, which was written by Rabbeinu Yona, one of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yona in his Shari Tshuva, there are four sha'arim, four gates. In the last gate, in the last shar, he talks about this mitzvah. So in the third source, Shari Tshuva, Shar Dalid, that's Os Ches. Balkein Amar Rav Oseinu Zechonam Levracha. Therefore, our masters, our rabbis, taught us. Kol HaKoveya Se'uda Be'erev Yom HaKippurim Ki'ila Nitztave Lehitanos Tshiva Siri V'tana Behem Kihera Simchaso Behigia Zman Kaparaso. Why are we eating on the ninth? Says the Shari Tshuva, we're showing our joy, our happiness.
Jacob Zuckerman, please come to the office.
We're showing our appreciation, our simcha, that the Zman Kapara has arrived. And as I mentioned in some of our classes, it's a real opportunity. It's an opportunity for Hashem to forgive us, for us to come closer to Hashem. it's a unique opportunity. Is Yom Kippur an easy day? I wouldn't call it an easy day, but it's so precious. So the simcha, which is hard to exhibit on Yom Kippur itself, we're busy, we're serious, we're davening, and we're fasting. We have that simcha where we show that we're happy about what's going to happen. V'hashenis, and the second one, which is along the same lines, you'll see, ki b'shar yomim tovim anachnu kovim suda l'simchas mitzvah. Every Yom Tov, we have meals. Yeah? On Sukkot, we're going to have a meal. On Pesach, we have a meal. On Shavuot, we have a meal. On Shabbos, we have meals. That's part of our simcha, is to have sit down and have challah and to have food. Okay. So the last line of that Shari Tshuva in the source, it says, "Mepnei shehatzom biyom ha-kippurim." Now, Yom Kippur, the Gemara actually says Yom Kippur is one of the happiest days. So we should, all the more so, we should show our joy that Yom Kippur is such a happy day. We should have a suda. But the problem is, on Yom Kippur, we have to fast. So, "Mepnei shehatzom biyom ha-kippurim nitchayvu lekvoa ha-suda al simchat ha-mitzvah be'erev yom ha-kippurim." Okay? So we basically took the Sudat Mitzvah, the Yom Tov meal of Yom Kippur, and we put it right before Yom Kippur starts. So we eat the Yom Tov meal on Erev Yom Kippur. And then the Shari Tshuva gives a third reason. L'ma'an nechzak laharbos batfilo uvetachanunim b'yom ha-kippurim v'loshes etzos b'navshenu ala tshuva v'ikareha. Okay? That sounds like it's along the lines of Rashi, that we want to strengthen ourselves so that we could daven better. Rashi says to prepare so that we can fast. Shari Tshuva's saying we can be nechazek, we can be stronger, so that we can daven better and we can do a better form of tshuva. Those are the three reasons given by the Shari Tshuva. So according to Rashi, the reason that we eat on Erev Yom Kippur is so that we have strength, so we could fast on the 10th, on Yom Kippur. According to the Shari Tshuva, either we want to show that we're happy, or it's in lieu of a Yom Tov meal, instead of a Yom Tov meal. And the third one is to strengthen ourselves to be able to daven better. It seems like we have two teams here. I don't mean of people, because Rabbeinu Yonah quoted three opinions, but there's two basic ideas. One idea is this is a mitzvah to prepare for Yom Kippur. The other idea is this is a mitzvah in and of itself. This is our Yom Tov celebration. This is our joy, this is our happiness for the mitzvah of tshuva. Now, why does it matter how we understand this mitzvah? So the truth is that there are a lot of scenarios where we could wonder if this mitzvah should really apply. Let's give an example. Let's say you have someone who is not well, and they asked the shayla, and they were told they're not supposed to fast. Yeah? Or, let's say somebody is very strong. I don't know if we have people nowadays like this. But let's say somebody was very strong. They could fast 3 days easily. Right? 2 days is a joke. They don't need to eat on Erev Yom Kippur to be able to fast. Let me ask you another scenario. What do you have to eat? Do you have to eat a whole meal? Should you walk around sucking on a lollipop the whole day, now that you have your lollipop? Okay? I want to actually, before I get into those, and I think you can already see where it's going, before I get into those, I want to bring your attention to the last source that I put on the sheet, and then the other sources I left off, and we'll discuss them. The last source is from the Shiloh Sutruvos Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger is somebody that we have to meet, we have to get to know well. He was one of the Gedolei Achronim, one of the great Achronim. I just want to share one amazing appreciation of who Rabbi Akiva Eger was. On the side of the page of the Gemara, we have a lot of little things that were put in later on in time, right? We have the Gemara in the middle, Rashi's on the inside column, Tosfos on the outside column, and then there are a lot of little things. Some of them have been put in as recently as the past few years, and some of them were put in 100 years ago, etc. There's one little thing on the side of the page called Gilyon Hashas. Gilyon Hashas, Gilyon is the margin of the Shas, of the Gemara. And what is it? Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now, if you ever read the Gilyon Hashas, 90% of the time, 95% of the time, it will make a note to a Rashi, to a Tosos, to a Gemara, and just say ayin, which means look in this Gemara. Look in this Gemara. That's it. Why? So let me tell you how Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote the Gilui Hashas. It wasn't a sefer that he sat down to write. While he was learning, he used to make notations in his Gemara. Comments. Look at this Gemara. What were those comments? So there's a tradition. One of my Rebbeim told me that he heard in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler was the founder of the yeshiva in Lakewood. And Rav Aaron Cutler said that every time that Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I in here, look over here, there's a question. In other words, he's saying, look at this Gemara, and this Gemara doesn't match up with what Rashi says. This Gemara is going to be a question on Rashi. This Gemara is going to be a question on Tosos. Or this, look at this Rashi, where Rashi contradicts himself. Unbelievable. In other words, he was just going through the pages of the Gemara, the Dafim of the Gemara, and off the top of his head, he didn't have time to look it up and write the whole thing down. He just wrote, I in here, look here, look here. There's one piece of the Gilui Hashas which just totally blew me away. It blew me away on Rashi's end and on Rabbi Akiva Eiger's end. And then I'll tell you what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says over here. He says like this. On Daf Chaf Hei Amud Bet in Brachos. There's a Rashi, the Gemara says something, and Rashi says the words, Lo Yadati Heichanu. I don't know where that is. Okay, those of you who learn Rashi and Chumash, every once in a while Rashi says, I don't know. It teaches us unbelievable humility. Rashi could also just not say anything on the Pasuk. Rashi, we learn Anava, we learn what humility is. Rashi takes the effort to write, I don't know the answer to this question. It's okay, we don't have to know. I don't know. Rashi says, I don't know. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, on the side, you can look at this after, quotes 20 to 30 other places in Shas, in the Gemara, where Rashi does the same thing. I'll start it off for you. V'chein, he says, V'chein b'Rashi, Shabbos, tezayin amabez, yedzayin amadalef, mem tesam amabez, kuf zayin amabez, Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Erevin Daf Mem Amud Beis, Pesachim Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, I haven't checked all of them up, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger's just spitting out. Oh, and these are the other places in Shas where Rashi writes the same thing. It's unbelievable that Rashi wrote it, and I don't know if it's more unbelievable, less unbelievable, but it's unbelievable that Rabbi Akiva Eiger was able to, without a computer database or a Google, to be able to jot down all of the places where Rashi wrote, I don't know. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in this tshuva raises the following question, and ironically, he writes, I don't know the answer to this question. What's his question? His question is, do women have to fast? Do women have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Or why wouldn't a woman have to eat? So how do we understand this? So it's like this. Well, what's the reason for the mitzvah? If the reason for the mitzvah is so they can prepare, so we would say, yeah, they have to prepare, right? Right, a woman has to fast on Yom Kippur. They should also have to fast. They should also have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But if the mitzvah is a special, it's like the Yom Tov meal. Well, then maybe, and there are those who disagree with it. But maybe, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe it's like a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, a time bound mitzvah which women are exempt from. They're allowed to do it, but they're not obligated to do it. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger ends off v'tzarach iyon le'et hapnai. When I have some free time, which I guess he never got around to, he never had vacation. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, so I don't know. It depends on what the purpose of the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah is to eat on Erev Yom Kippur to prepare so you have strength, of course, everybody who has to fast has to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But if the reason is because it's its own mitzvah, well then it would be different. Maybe we'd consider it a mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. That's one scenario. Halacha l'maisa, I think most poskim say that women should be eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Let's go to the next. Let's go to the next one. There's a before the time period of the Rishonim, there was the Gaonim. The Gaonim, we don't have so many writings from the Gaonim. We only have a very few writings, and there are only very few Gaonim that we're familiar with. We're familiar with a lot of Rishonim, Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, Rashba. We're not familiar with so many of the Gaonim. One of the Gaonim that we are familiar with is Rabbi Achoy Gaon. Rabbi Achoy Gaon wrote a sefer called the She'iltos, which is a collection of all the mitzvos on the Torah. And it became even more popular because the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Volozhin Yeshiva, Rabbi Rubin quoted him a few weeks ago, right? He was the Rebbe of Rav Kook. Rav Kook was a student of the Netziv. The Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. And the Netziv wrote a commentary on the what's called the She'iltos. She'iltos de Rav Achai Gaon. So in the She'iltos of Rav Achai Gaon, Rav Achai Gaon writes, quotes this Gemara about eating on Erev Yom Kippur, but he changes one word. He writes, Kol ha'ochel v'hashose b'tshi. Now our Gemara, right? Our Gemara said, Kol ha'ochel v'shose b'tshi, ma'le olav ha'kosov. It considers it as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. What does the Rav Achai Gaon say? Kol ha'ochel v'shose b'tshi, umit'ana, and he fasts on the 10th. Then it's considered like he fasted on both days. But he throws in the word, umisana, and he fasts. Says the Netziv, what do you see according to Rav Achai Gaon? You only have to, there's only a mitzvah to eat if you're going to fast. If a person knows in advance that they're not going to be allowed to fast, okay? They're not well and it's dangerous for them to fast, then for them there'd be no mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And who would that go like? That would go like Rashi, right? Right. So Rav Achai Gaon would go like Rashi. Because Rashi said the reason is because we want to get strength so that we could fast on Yom Kippur. Well, if you're not fasting on Yom Kippur, according to Rashi, there's no reason to fast. What about according to the other reasons? So according to the other reasons, it would seem that a person, even if a person wasn't going to fast on Yom Kippur, they should still eat on Erev Yom Kippur, because it's like a Suda. It's our Yom Tov Suda, or it's our showing that we're very happy. Okay? That's the case of a person who knows that they're not going to be able to fast. What about a person who can eat? A person who could fast even if they don't eat. So the Netziv over here says that if you understand, he quotes Rashi, and he says, if the whole reason that you're supposed to eat is so that you could fast, well, if you could fast without eating on Erev Yom Kippur, then you don't need to eat. According to Rashi, it's if you need the food in order to eat, which I think all of us do, then we'd have to fast. But if a person doesn't need to eat on Erev Yom Kippur in order to be able to fast, then there's no reason that they should have to be able to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And what about if the mitzvah was to have a suda? Then it wouldn't matter. There's still a mitzvah to have a suda, so you should still have to eat. Now, he brings a very interesting proof to this. What's his proof? There's a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim says the following. Let me just find it here. Rabbi Chia bar Rav Midifti. No. Marbury de Ravina. A different line of the Gemara. Marbury de Ravina. Kule Shasa Habi Yosef Betanisa. He would fast all year. Lebar me Atzarta, Atzeres, which is Shavuos, Upuria, and Purim. Umale Yomi de Kippuri. And Erev Yom Kippur. Those are the 3 days a year he didn't fast. Now, says the Netziv, if you look in the She'iltos, when the She'iltos quotes this Gemara, he leaves out Erev Yom Kippur. Why does he leave out Erev Yom Kippur? Because the Netziv, because according to his understanding, the Rav Achai Gaon's understanding, the purpose of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare. But if you don't need it, Marbury Dravina, the guy fasted all year. You think he couldn't fast the 9th and the 10th? Of course he could. So for him, it wasn't an issue. If it wasn't an issue, then there shouldn't be a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, just like Rashi's opinion. Okay, so those are a couple of the issues. Again, someone who isn't fasting, Does he have a mitzvah? Does he not have a mitzvah? Someone who confessed, even if he's not going to be eating, someone who confessed even without eating on Erev Yom Kippur, does he have to eat? And then also the issue, Rabbi Akiva Eger's issue, of whether or not women are actually obligated. All of these issues could depend on how we understand the purpose of the mitzvah. Now there's one more thing I want to throw out. What do you have to eat? What do you have to eat? So there's a tradition that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Muslim movement, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would walk around all day with a sucking candy so that he could do the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. But there were others who said, no, the chiyuv of the obligation is to have a meal. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion, I heard this in the name of Rav Schechter, quoted Rav Soloveitchik as Rebbe, that you have to have a meal. And and that was against Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Now the Minchas Chinuch, we introduced the Minchas Chinuch in our first year. The Minchas Chinuch also says you don't have to have bread, you just have to have food. Now, let's try to understand it. Well, it depends. What would be the halach of eating a lollipop? What would be the halach of eating a piece of cake or eating a piece of bread? So if it's a Yom Tov meal, it's in place of the Yom Tov meal. The Yom Tov meal, well, we can't have it on Yom Kippur because we're not allowed to eat, so we have it on Friday. Well, if it's a Yom Tov meal, then you have to have a meal. You have to have challah, right? You wash, you have some kugel, soup, gefilte fish, whatever you eat. You have a meal. And what if it's so you can prepare to fast? Well, if it's so that you can prepare to fast, so pretzels should be good, right? Cookies should be good, something that fills you up. What about a lollipop? Lollipops don't prepare you to fast, right? In fact, if anything, probably hurts your, I don't know, whatever it is, sugar. But again, the poskim are divided on this. There are those who have a custom to try to eat whatever they can get hold of, and then there are those who are only makbid to have it in the course of a meal. I want to end off with one more idea about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and hopefully this idea we can carry with us into Friday. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz has a sefer. He was one of the achronim. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz has a sefer on Maseches Brachos. So that gemara I mentioned, this gemara appears in Maseches Brachos. And in Maseches Brachos, in his commentary, which we actually have in the library right over here, he asks, I don't understand, it's Erev Yom Kippur, it's the ninth day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and there's a mitzvah to stuff our faces? I understand you have to eat. Listen, practically, you have to eat, because otherwise, if you don't eat, how are you going to fast? But to have a mitzvah, to try to eat as much as you can, any opportunities you get, sneak in another cookie, like, what kind of mitzvah is this? Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, that's not what this mitzvah is about. This is part of our tshuva. It's, we know the halacha, the Rambam says that the complete tshuva is when a person has the same opportunity to do the avera, and they choose not to do it. Okay? You ate the cheeseburger. If you've never seen another cheeseburger in your life, you could regret it all you want. You can commit to not doing it, and that's great. But says the Rambam, unless you're tempted with another cheeseburger and you say no, you haven't done the complete tshuva. So says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, so many of the things how much time a day do we spend on eating? So much of our lives are three meals a day. We have snack breaks every 45 minutes. We have coffee breaks in between those. I mean, it's out of control, the amount of food that we eat. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, Erev Yom Kippur is tshuva day for eating. What mistakes could we have made? We have to be careful about the brachos we say. We have to be careful to say a bracha achrona. We have to be careful that we should realize what the purpose of eating is. We're given food so that we could be healthy. We're given food so that we could serve Hashem better. The Rambam says, if a person is sick, they can't serve Hashem. If a person misuses food, then they're unable to serve Hashem properly. Food is a bracha, and it's meant to elevate us, not to bring us down. On Erev Yom Kippur, it's our opportunity. Hopefully now we have a little bit of a better appreciation for what the purpose of the mitzvah is. We take that purpose of the mitzvah and then appreciate the importance of making the brachos, making the bracha rishona, the bracha achrona, having kavana, and hopefully we could turn our food, our eating that we've done all year, we could do tshuva for any mistakes we made in that area, and we can go into Yom Kippur and receive a a tshuva gemura, a kapara, for us and for all of the Jewish people. Thank you, guys. Gemara chasimah tovah.